Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batson with my colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Over the weekend, the president did remark about Venezuela in a 60 Minutes interview, and his comments to the effect that Maduro, the illegitimate leader of a military strong organization, his government, his regime, the president has said he will go soon. Maduro leads a country that is very dangerous to the whole region, for narco-terrorism and also for driving up to 7 million Venezuelans out of the country. There's no food security. There's no medical security. There's no legitimate schooling going on. And the regime is completely alienated from the population, completely, after the corrupt election of 2024. All that said, what all eyes are on is the size and scale of the fleet with air wings, with military contributions from the Marine Corps, with B-52s and B-2s available, and now news of Roosevelt Roads in Puerto Rico, an old naval base left by the Pentagon many years ago, is now revived as a training center for what appears to be the eve of an intervention in Venezuela. More than gunboat diplomacy, this would be an action in a much larger state, similar to what happened in Panama in the late 20th century. Although Maduro is surrounded by very competent gunmen, some of whom are from Cuba. So this involves not just Venezuela, but also Cuba and adversaries of the United States from overseas. I name Moscow for one, and I name Tehran for another because of the welcoming that some elements of the Islamic Republic receive in Venezuela and neighboring states. I don't mean to make it complicated because it could be very straightforward. There is an opposition led by a woman named Machado who is urging the United States to intervene and save her people. Gregory, this isn't going to sort out, but I do look at the map and see that this is an overwhelming force off the shores of Venezuela. The best case scenario would be Maduro would agree to leave without violence. Is that credible to you?
It's credible, but I think he is being constrained from even considering that by his own military people, who know that that Maduro can and will take care of himself, but can and will he take care of his military henchmen, who will be left at the mercy of the successor government or the United States or the international community. So it's there are going to be constraints on Maduro in this regard. The other thing which we saw just recently, we were talking about the Nigerian situation, where the president said he will go in guns a-blazing, hot and heavy and all that sort of stuff. And he's indicated something similar in Venezuela, although what he did say in that 60 Minutes interview was he did not think that there would be war between the United States and Venezuela. Where we're going with this, I think, is that the U.S. options are to impose sufficient threat to Maduro and to his military force that Maduro will be seen to be a weak leader who cannot really have any credibility at all, and therefore would be forced to go simply because he's seen as weak by his own people. Now, President Trump has also consistently made it clear that he doesn't want to get the United States into wars, and that surely also applies to Venezuela and Nigeria. However, he could do a lot by continuing to escalate his attacks on the narco traffickers, and a lot of those are based around Trendy Aragua and so on, and other groups, where he could legitimately go in a Barbary Pirates type of situation, attacking the ships narco ships at sea, but also attacking the narcotics lines at ports and at factories where these narcotics are produced on land. That would be an escalation, which would be in line with his policing and, if you like, anti-piracy, anti-terrorist mission, without necessarily declaring war on Venezuela itself. And that might provide a damaging of Maduro's and the military's credibility within it in Venezuela, allowing for the opposition to assume its place. I think that's where we're going with this. And we saw a similar thing with Iran, but the Venezuelans will have paid close attention to what the U.S. Air Force did with its B-2s, bombing certain nuclear facilities in Iran, but not succeeding in causing the local population to rise up and overthrow the clerics in Iran. So the question is, if the United States sets the stage for the Venezuelan opposition, will they take advantage of it? I think that's where we're at this stage. And the bluster by President Trump in Nigeria and in Venezuela is such that, you know, people have got to say, well, okay, how do we take advantage of this? And Maduro will have to say, well, if I stonewall this, can I get away with it? So it's going to be very interesting. But the amount, as you say, of military hardware the U.S. is building up in the region, and not just the air wings in Puerto Rico and so on. You've got the Gerald Ford carrier battle group. You've got a marine expeditionary unit with a smaller carrier and a marine amphibious force. You've got something like seven Aegis-class destroyers and frigates in the region. And you've got the British there with a couple of warships. You've got the U.S. going into Trinidad and Tobago, which is literally 7 miles or 7 kilometers, I can't remember, off the Venezuelan coast. So the scene is set for something. The United States will have
30 seconds, Gregory, 30 seconds. Please continue.
The U.S. will have to crank it up further if they want to see something break in Venezuela.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. Two possibilities of direct intervention by the U.S. We turn now to trade, which is the agreed-upon weapon contest between the United States and China. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
We use sunscreen para proteger la piel, ¿verdad? So why not be proactive protegiendo tu salud bucal también? Hola, mi gente, soy Amara Negra, y con el sistema de prevención activa Colgate Total, tú puedes ayudar a prevenir problemas bucales como las caries y gingivitis antes de que empiecen. The reformulated toothpaste, innovative toothbrush, and refreshing antibacterial mouthwash were designed to work together to be 15 veces más efectivos reduciendo bacterial buildup, la causa principal de los problemas orales en solo 6 semanas, starting in week 1, compared to a non-antibacterial fluoride toothpaste and a flat-trim toothbrush. Eso es prevention power, baby. Compra el sistema de prevención Activa Colgate Total visitando shop.colgate.com/total. Protect your oral health and be dentist ready.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.